President Obama's appeal in Madison was evident a year ago when the Democratic candidate attracted a crowd of 17,000 people. Mayor Dave Cheslevich heard him speak 4 years earlier, where he was drawn to the Illinois senator as he gave the keynote address at the Democratic National Convention in Boston.
And it's the first time I'd heard him speak. I turned to my wife and I said, boy, this guy's got something special.
In November, Obama's win in Dane County was overwhelming, 73%. But that didn't prevent Adam Cesh from protesting outside the convention center, where the new president's inauguration was televised for the public.
No more war in Afghanistan! No more money for Afghanistan!
Cesh held a banner decrying Obama's plan to beef up the U.S. military in that country to fight the Taliban. Those inside the convention center have more confidence in Obama's foreign policy. Bob Mabil predicted after the speech, U.S. relations with the world will be far different than they were under the previous administration.
There's a few jabs at the way we were that needed to be changed. I think he spoke to the whole world, not just our country.
U.S. history of denying civil rights for African Americans was referenced in the speech, watched by 72-year-old Winifred Brown.
When I compare this to all the times that we marched for voting rights and how fearful it was, now to see gatherings with such great joy, I can't tell you what a feeling it is.
Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.